gay Nazi. Weirdly, it's, I don't do many impressions. One of the very few impressions I can do is a gay Nazi.
Yes, good, yeah. No, stop. Papers, please. It's a very good photo of you. I don't know why, but if I do the German accent, I sound like a predatory homosexual.
It's a gift. What's your name, love? What, sorry?
Natasha.
Natasha. And that's how it's pronounced, is it? Natasha. If you've got A-levels, Natasha. What do you do, Natasha?
I work in a school kitchen.
You work in a school kitchen? If only there was a... Oh, there's got to be a name for that, isn't there? You must have a name for that. Dinner lady, yeah, dinner lady. Fucking dinner lady. Try and dress it up. Yes, I work in a school kitchen. What could you be? I'm a sous chef, yes. Fucking... The souffle's ready. Year 9.
You want chips?
Closer, isn't it? It's shaped like a fucking dinosaur. You'll fucking eat it. It's the vibe. Good on you, Natasha. Good, excellent work. Any other? Well, Jamie Oliver's fucking livid at you, isn't he? I like Jamie Oliver. He's got a massive fucking tongue, though, isn't he? It's like a well-hung lesbian. When did my mum stop being a prostitute? When she dies. I mean, not immediately after. We still got a few weeks out of it. I knew you. One of the more specialist clientele. Rap, 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 rap. Shoot, chat, shoot, chat. What's your name, my friend?
Sean.
Sean. You all right, Sean? Looks like someone's drawn a face on a thumb. Yeah, I have. Yeah, it was. It's great. Ladies have got like, I suppose, sort of at the top of their thighs. It's like, I don't know how you describe it, like a makeshift hand. And I put my pee-pee into her front bottom. It's great.
Have you changed your mind about the COVID jab?
Have I changed my mind about the COVID jab? Well, a bit. Not much. Here's what I think happened with COVID, my friend. I think a bit of flu went around the world. Right? But the real disease was sort of distrust. The real disease was a mind virus. We lost respect for institutions. And a lot of people said, what we need is to have no institutions. And that's not the case. What we need is better institutions. It's a slightly serious answer. Sorry. Not massively, but yeah, I've changed my mind about gain of function research. And it transpires, yeah, it was the fucking Chinese.
Your thoughts on Russia?
My thoughts on Russia? Well, I don't know what to tell you, mate. It's I got nothing funny. I would say I don't have a crystal ball, but demographics is destiny, and I'd say they're fucked. I'd give them about 10 years, they're going to fall off a cliff.
Thoughts on Liverpool to win the league.
Thoughts on Liverpool what?
To win the league.
To win the league. Of what? Is there a shoplifting league? I'll be all right with that. If there's one thing I know about Scousers, they could take a fucking joke. I want some chicken and a can of Coke, you fucking zech.
Nice.
You're a West Ham fan. Am I a West Ham fan? I don't know, you've asked that in a way that's so aggressive, I think...
Are you a West Ham fan?
No, I'd like to be sliced up by you. Are you a big...
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a West Ham fan? Is that... You're a Liverpool fan? Okay. Well, that's good. Well, you've really got the accent, haven't you? I imagine you're from very close to Liverpool, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Southend.
I support Liverpool. Why?
I like red. I like red shorts. I think they're nice.
Okay. So you think 11 guys you don't know might win a trophy? Fucking hell, I don't really understand football, but sounds good. If I was Prime Minister, what's your manifesto? Well, I would say HMRC would be gone. Gone. And you know that system you get in some fancy hotels where they've got an honour bar? Remember that? Like they would have an honour bar, like a bar set up, and you'd just sort of do the thing, and you'd write it in the book what you had. Right? It works in a lot of European capitals where people are honest and decent. I would have a similar tax system in the UK. Pay what you think is appropriate. What would I teach my children? Stand-up comedy. I genuinely think we should be teaching stand-up comedy in schools. We should. What does it teach you? It teaches you to order your thoughts, communication skills, get your point across. I know you agree, but I'm still going to fucking tell you. I'm going somewhere with this. Stand-up comedy teaches you to order your thoughts, it teaches you communication skills, and it teaches you to speak in your own voice. And a lot of people live and die, and they never hear their own voice. It's the saddest thing. I would teach stand-up comedy, because being grade 8 on the fucking flute is not going to pay off, is it? Someone here might be grade 8 on the fucking flute. Is anyone grade 8 on the flute? Grade 5 on the violin? What we got? Oh, yeah, I used to be able to play the violin. What's the fucking point of that? Jokes and public speaking, yeah, that might come in fucking handy. Hi, Jimmy. It's my handsome hubby's 40th birthday, Sam Pitt, and we are off to Paris after your show. Where's Sam? Where are you, Sam?
Hey.
Hey, Sam, what are you... You're going this evening to Paris? You're going tomorrow? When are you going?
In the morning.
In the morning? Right. Now, where exactly are you going in Paris, mate? You don't know? Have you got any plans?
Eiffel Tower.
What, sorry?
Eiffel Tower.
Wow, you've really done your research, haven't you? Yeah, you really... Yeah, no, I didn't realise. I mean, you're like one of the locals, aren't you? You really know that city. Right, I'll give you two quick tips. Write this down, okay? There's one museum. Don't bother with the Louvre. It's too big. There's too much there. There's too much culture for you. There's another museum. It's an old train station. It's called the Musée d'Orsay. It's exceptionally beautiful. It's got like a room full of everything, lots of different variety there. Musée d'Orsay. Get the guy at your hotel to get your ticket to that. Take it to that. It's brilliant. They've got the original Statue of Liberty in there. You know the Statue of Liberty? You've all seen that, right? Well, the original, it was a gift from the French people to the Americans. They crowdfunded it. And if you see the original mannequin, the little model, it's like that tall, and it's one of the most beautiful things you could ever see. It's Liberty. So she's not standing there, she's walking forward, because that's what Liberty's about. Anyway, it's go and see that. There's a restaurant called L'Avenue. Take her there for snails for lunch. What? Or if you're on a budget, go to Café Lip, L-I-P-P. It's the best Parisian cafe, the French onion soup. No problem. Oh, also, fuck her. If you go to Paris, don't forget to fuck her. Paris tips. Good evening, Mr. Carr. We are here this evening for the 7 p.m. do. Also here, in a different seat to us, is our adopted mum, Sharon Murphy, who is 63 today. Anyway, toodlepip. I like everything about this. Where are you, Sharon? Sharon. Where are you, Sharon? Here. Is it your birthday?
Yep.
All right, what do you do, Sharon?
Retired.
Retired? Yeah, but before you became a burden. Go on, what did you do? A
civil servant.
A civil servant? Oh. Oh. Hmm.
Tax collector.
What's your name?
Tax collector.
A tax collector? Yeah, good luck. You haven't retired, you've fucking given up. It's very nice to have you. And how come you're the adopted mum? What's going on there?
Ask him.
Ask him. How come she's the adopted mum? What happened? You're just a motherly figure, are you? Well, I fucking love that. I love it. Well, some people aren't lucky enough. Some people don't have mothers or fathers or someone's missing in the thing. And it's but the archetype is the important thing. Having a mum in your life is very important. No. No. Read the room. No. We'll say happy birthday to Sharon, and we like Sharon. We're not fucking singing happy birthday to her. It's not a fucking harvester. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?